I don't know what kind of voice blogs you guys are listening to, or if you guys prefer something that's not personal or something that's more commercial and more rainbows and fucking unicorns and shit. You guys are on the wrong damn place. Because I talk about real shit. I talk about real situations, real dating / relationship topics. This is what, when I say real people, I mean in a sense, I'm too fucking real. I'm not talking like, oh, I'm a real bad bitch. Like, I'm not talking like that. And those are fucking fake ass bitches or people anyways. I'm real in a sense. I don't play fucking games. I spit knowledge that is based off of experience that was shared with me, that was expressed to me. I get my knowledge from people that don't spill tea. I don't get my knowledge from people that gossip. I don't get my knowledge from anger. And that's probably what he didn't like. I'm mad. I'm hurt. Because, I mean, it's not just him. It's just friendships that I thought were real. Dates that I thought were genuine. People that I opened my house to and shared things with. Shared important moments and occasions with. And this is how they treat you. And people like us that are real but soft and kind-hearted, we have understandings. And we have what they don't have. Doesn't matter if it's material stuff or the feelings that they don't have. They use it. They take it from us and they use it against us. With no shame, you guys, no shame. And we get blinded by that because it's them. We think that they would never do that to us. And they do it not behind our backs, not right under our noses, but in front of us. And we allow it. We make excuses for them. We try to look on the bright side, like, oh, it'll change, or it'll change. Something good will come from this. Oh, they would never knock me. They would never hurt me. They wouldn't do this to me. And it's just as simple as them leaving. They don't feel no shame because maybe they feel like, oh no, I don't owe her anything. I don't owe her shit. She's not my lady anymore, you know? Like I said, it's easy for him. It's easy for people like him. I'm so angry, like, I'm not sad as in, like, I'm not missing him. Like, I'm not missing the past. I'm just angry that after all of this, what he's done and what he hasn't done. He still thinks I owe him something. Like, there's nothing left for you to take. I don't have anything. I'm trying to. I'm trying to forget you because you buried me. You buried me under all these people. It really don't matter. But it's just, don't call me, please. Like, you don't care about me. You don't love me anymore. If it was easy for me, easy would be like me dying before he got out. That'd be easy. And no, I'm not talking like I would kill myself or I'm talking suicidal. I'm just saying, like, leave him confused. Leave him wondering, what did I really think? Or how did I really feel? Was I her last thought? Because I know I wasn't his last thought. I mean, I hope you guys get what I'm saying. Like, it's just, we're left with nothing. And the way our heart hurts is like a death. Just to end something, like just to end the phone calls, to end like how they wanted it left. They didn't want to explain themselves. They did not want us. They cut us off. That was easy for him. Why can't we have it like that? And really, it should just end like a death.